Soul School 100.3 Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams. I am thrilled, excited, super blessed to be in the presence of two remarkable women. Approximately 7 billion people on this planet, give or take, folks leaving, arriving. But these are two spectacular women who happen to be part of an ensemble, a new television show called The Real on Fox 29. I welcome Tamara Maui Housley.
Yes.
And Lonnie Love.
Thank
you,
sister.
Huge fan of both of you. I've watched
Thank
your careers,
you so
watched you grow, and now I see you in this forum. Welcome to the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. They're laughing and smiling. A good thing.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about the show. I caught The Real when you were in your initial, was it six weeks?
Yes. We had a summer trial.
Okay. Summer trial.
Yes, yes.
And clearly that went well because you were picked up.
Yes. We are now in how many markets?
Yeah. How many markets?
187.
Yeah. So it clearly did go very well. It's a great show, and people are really responding to it.
And we really have to thank, you know, Philadelphia, because this is one of our test markets, and, you know, the people came out, they supported, they watched, and that's what really helped us to get the pickup. So we have so much love for Philadelphia.
So were you ladies on pins and needles waiting to get the notice about?
We were. We didn't let it really get to us, but, I mean, if we're going to be complete honest, of course, we loved
doing the show. I wanted the money, so yes, I was.
Yes, she wanted the money. And I thought it was just a great time, and it was something that we really, really needed right now. So I really wanted to get picked up, definitely for that reason.
Well, you know what, Tamara, let's talk to you for a moment first.
Okay.
You're a wife, a mother,
yes.
A longstanding actress,
yes.
Comedic, dramatic.
I like to think I'm funny.
You're very funny. You're very
bubbly.
Funny. And you've evolved as a solo, because of course you're a twin and all the comparisons,
yes.
And we watched you growing up.
Yes.
But that was then and this is now. You're
yes.
good and grown,
oh,
married,
thanks.
Baby, beautiful baby.
Thank
I saw him
you.
On the show last
Thank
week.
You.
And also you're an entrepreneur. You and your husband own?
We do have a winery.
A winery.
It's called Century Oak. But actually that's his family's winery. I kind of married into it, but what was so great about it, they were like, you know what, you're part of the family. Here you go. You know, you want to help us sell? Of course.
Go right ahead.
I would ultimately want to retire. Did I tell you this, Lonnie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I would ultimately.
Well, tell us.
I would
tell
ultimately
me.
Love to retire on the vineyard, just to, you know, be out there in Napa, be in the, you know, tasting room. But I've got, you know, some awesome goals before that. And I'm actually achieving one of them. I've always wanted to do a talk show. It is so much fun, especially with these other ladies. It is like a party every single day. We work hard. We really do. But it's a lot of fun.
You make it look very effortless.
Oh, thank you.
Lonnie, Rooster Projects.
Yes.
D-Town, Detroit, Detroit.
Yes.
You've come quite a way, but we have seen you over the years, and you are an accomplished author. You have a syndicated radio show, and now you have a syndicated television show on top of being a very successful comedian.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Okay, girl.
Okay.
Can I say,
you
what?
Know, I tell people the message is that, you know, if you have something that you really want to pursue, just, you know, keep doing it, keep improving, and be ready for your chance. You know, be ready for the time. And, you know, I think as performers, we always say, oh, I just want to be by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I never dreamed that I would be on a panel like this, a formatted show. I always thought, oh, it'd be a little 30-minute special, things like that, that we were working towards. But when I had the opportunity and when they, you know, put us together, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is a great opportunity for women of color to show the sisterly love that is out there. And I'm very proud, very happy with Fox. And we, you know, for it to be Fox and for Fox to give us this opportunity,
mm-hmm.
it's just, it has to be a divine intervention, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not a new format, it's a talk show. But what makes it different are the ladies, you know,
okay,
Tamara,
so let's talk about
everybody.
That difference. Let's talk about and shout out the other cast members.
Yes.
Okay.
Tamara.
There is, from left to right,
uh-huh.
where we're sitting, there's Adrian Bailon.
La Latina.
La Latina.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's feisty. I love that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Jeannie Mai. She's the fashionista. Then there's Lonnie. And then there's me. And then there's Tamar. who is, she's just fabulous.
Yeah, we say she's just a fabulous.
She is that. And then some.
Yes.
Did you guys choose your seating arrangements, your proximity to each other, or was that the producers? They said, okay, Lonnie, you're in the middle.
I think the producers did that.
Yeah, they did it. I think after seeing us naturally, you know, talk, and then they decided, okay, this is the way we have it. And, you know, to my right, I call it the mommy corner, you know, because they're both moms and working moms. And then to the left, the girls that are still really trying to decide if they want to be moms, they want to be married. And I'm in the middle. I'm just a satisfied single woman.
I love it. A satisfied single woman. Okay,
yes,
that might be your
satisfied.
Next book title, Lonnie.
Okay, well,
that's
thank
a good
you.
One.
I had to give you
great.
Credit for that one.
Yeah,
then.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But how are you, Tamara, balancing? Oh. I mean, it's a formidable thing to just manage one's life, your own life, but then to deal with a child and
a
young
husband.
Child and a husband.
Yes, and I.
What's your trick? What are some Ooh. Of your tricks?
The thing is I mean. Taking it a moment at a time, a day at a time, and realizing, you know, what's your priority. I love my job, I love my work, but when I'm home, I am a wife and I'm a mother, and it doesn't matter how tired I am, I give them time. You know, the good thing is, you know, a lot of wives complain that their husbands, you know, wanna they talk too much to them or want to go out, want to do this. I'm grateful that my husband just wants to, you know, have some quality time with me. I'm not going to push him away for that. I'm going to say thank you. And it's the same thing with my son. We do have a caretaker. She's awesome. She's wonderful, because it does take a village to take care of a child, but it takes parents to raise one. So when I go home, I make sure that I am, you know, that present mom. You know, and then some days, it's hard. And then other days, I feel like, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
But you just kind of have to, you know, go with the flow. The thing is you'll never find that 100% balance that you want. You know, it kind of teeters back and forth. And as long as you, you know, prioritize and organize, it's going to make it.
I like that. Prioritize and organize.
Yeah, makes it a lot
easier.
Keep that
in the forefront of my mind. Mm-hmm. And Lonnie, are you still doing stand-up? Are you doing the show? You guys have taped the show. How far ahead do you tape?
We usually we're taping like a week's worth because of the way our schedule is a very aggressive schedule. So we do have a couple of dark days. And because the ladies are doing other things,
sure.
We have to, you know, make the schedule as such. So I am still touring, but for right now, I'm not doing anything until we really get settled. So that'll be in October, you know, like one-offs, like a Saturday night, things like that. Because I really like live entertainment. I always wanted to be an entertainer. Even when I was an engineer, I was a fool. Okay,
it's just man, I would love to be there when Lonnie was an engineer.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Right? Imagine that.
Fun.
That was hilarious. I was the worst engineer in the United
really?
States of America.
That's why
yes.
you got up out
yeah,
of there.
Yeah, I said, let me get up out of here.
Let
and
me
stop.
Do something different.
Yeah, America needs me to get out of this. So, so I still entertain, do live performances, but this right now is so important, especially with everything that's happening with women. This is just, it's just a dream come true for all of us.
Well, I think what was beautiful about The Real that I like, because as you mentioned, Lonnie, there have been other shows. We must give acknowledgement to Barbara Walters
yes.
being a pioneering woman for this format, mm-hmm. and then, of course, subsequent shows. But what I love about your show is it is so real. Mm-hmm. You talk about yourselves. Mm-hmm. You talk about your experiences mm-hmm. Very candidly, very openly, in a way that, because my other gig, I'm a celebrity coach. So part of my gig, I've been coaching everybody from Rihanna to the Dave
really?
Matthews Band.
Wow.
That's my full-time gig when I'm not doing Soulful Sunday.
Awesome.
But part of my job is to help celebs protect mm-hmm. some of the privacy, some issues that are maybe not so pleasant, the politically incorrect stuff. But you ladies kind of let it hang out. And I like that. But Lonnie, I want to hear more about you.
What?
I don't think Lonnie's revealing. I need to hear
have
more.
Have you seen
I
the show?
Know. Yes, I'll tell you, I watched the show. I watched it today.
You have to today? Watch
I
the recent.
I want to hear more.
No, you didn't see the recent
we are on
today.
Episode 14.
I did. I saw a little bit of today, obviously.
We're on episode 14, and what is this? Episode
This is probably the sixth episode.
Oh,
and
my
that's
gosh.
Why everybody has to keep watching the show, because every day something is revealed about people
yes.
that's naturally coming out. Because you can't do it it all of a sudden, and then it's like, it's too much. It's the stuff, it would be way too much. So
Lonnie has shocked us a couple of times.
Really?
So you have to watch.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yes. Well, I'm going to continue to be glued to the set.
But I love her more because of it. And I think that's the reason why we feel so open and so, you know, candid.
Yes.
Because we've realized that there are people like us out there, and they need that voice.
And we need people to support. Mm-hmm. You have three different types of Black women. We have other women of color on the panel, but I am totally different from Tamara. Tamara's totally different from Tamar. And it's important for people to see that. We haven't had this type of show in a long time to show the differences in sisters.
Yes.
And that's why we're pushing it. That's why we get on a plane and come see you in Philly.
We got a
tape tomorrow.
Yes.
Because
so
that's how
true,
important.
Because they sometimes, not sometimes, most of the time they put Black people in a box, mm-hmm. you know, on TV. So kids growing up who aren't Black, they think that that's what Black is.
Right.
I always say I love being a Black woman because there's so many different shades of
exactly.
We're not monolithic.
No.
We're not just like
and
white women
that
or Asian
beautiful.
Women or Latina women.
Exactly.
We are not
yes.
monolithic.
Beautiful.
We have variety.
Mm-hmm.
We have flavor. We have differences.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have similarities.
Yes.
And
yes.
you celebrate that on
yes.
The Real Ladies.
Exactly.
And I'm so proud of you because at a time where on reality television we see Black females.
Ratchetness.
Pitted,
say it.
Super ratchetness. Pitted against each other. I'm over that.
And it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Because their
yes.
ratings are so high, and we're trying to get people to say, you know what? Let's say no to that, you know, and say yes to seeing some positive, you know, Black women on TV. It's about time, because I hear this. Tamar and I talk a lot about this, but I hear from people saying, thank you so much for being positive. Thank you so much for being positive, you know, being a positive Black woman. But you know what? You guys have to support us, too.
Exactly.
You can't just say it. You have to watch it, because if you put a positive Black show up against a ratchet Black show, the ratings show which one, you know, people are watching right now, and it's the ratchetness, and that has to stop.
Yeah. She getting fired up.
No,
you see
that?
I feel her.
Because that is one thing that I'm very, very, very passionate about. It is time for us to stop talking about it and be about it and support positive, amazing Black, you know, women. And we have three of them on the reel. So let's support.
Well, the beautiful thing is that we're showing women being together
up.
Because typically they show us catfighting,
right.
Women of any color.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so your panel is like a United Nations. You know, y'all are missing a white woman, though.
No, we're not.
You're not?
We
oh, okay.
have we right. have guests that come on that are Caucasian.
Got you.
See?
Got you. Overstand.
Exactly.
And Lonnie always tells people that I'm half white, so
exactly.
I count for that.
Yeah, so she
because you were born in Germany?
My dad is white.
That's right.
Yes.
But,
yes, who I love.
He's
I love her daddy.
But
I love
again,
you, daddy.
We're not monolithic. We're mm-hmm. mixed. Most of us are. Let's do the DNA. It'll tell you. Ain't
tell
nobody
it.
Pure anything
exactly.
that I know of
mm-hmm.
on this
exactly.
planet. So,
exactly.
you know, you ladies are a wonderful representation of women. Women of color. Women of accomplishment.
Thank
women
you.
Who are doing things. And I want to encourage our listeners to tune in to The Real on Fox 29.
Yes.
11 a.m.
Yes.
Here in Philadelphia.
Every day.
In the Delaware Valley. Oh, it's all over the country. It's
yes.
all at 11 a.m. So make it appointment viewing. And if you can't watch because you're at work, ladies and
TiVo
gentlemen,
it.
TiVo,
tell
DVR,
it.
Do whatever you have to do because it's fun, it's witty, it's serious too.
Mm-hmm.
You mix in all kind of topics, and that's
yes.
what I'm loving about The Real. So consider me one of your top fans,
oh,
a consistent
yeah.
viewer, and I want everyone to continue to be part of
we
this
are so honored.
Movement.
We are honored that you.
Thank you.
If you like it.
I love it. I love it. And now we're talking, you know, I'll be 61 in a few months, so
wow.
I'm a grown woman, so I skew on the far end of
yeah.
your demographic
well,
because
you.
I know your demo was a little younger. But, you know, Lonnie, you're representing for the grown.
Exactly.
The grown and sexy.
Exactly.
And I'm with you.
Okay.
Which is, you know, why
okay.
I'm like right in the middle. I'm looking at you and I'm like, yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Continued success
Thank you.
In all of your endeavors, whatever
Thank
you do
so much.
Personally and professionally. Bless you both.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It's
so
Fox 29, The Real, 11 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. You do not want to miss it. And let's just shout out the rest of the ladies real quick.
Adrian Bailone, Jeannie Mai, and Tamar Braxton.
Yes.
Check them out. The Real. We're old school 100.3.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.